Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Alex Trevino. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley fires over to first and Perez drops the ball. That's an error on Perez. Tavares moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Mozilli reaches second base with a double. Tavares scores. It's 1-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mozilli scores. Stearns moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Montanez moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Stearns scores. Montanez scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 4-0, Mets. Scott Sanderson now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Youngblood scores. It's 6-0, Mets. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mazzilli strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Mets. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trevino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. Swan bunts towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 2 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Mozilli goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Mets. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan takes first base on ball 4. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Swan moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-3 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Swan moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mazzilli takes first base on ball 4. Gil Flores pinch runs for Lee Mazzilli. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gil Flores now playing center field. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dyer moves to second. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Woody Freeman now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swan bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Flora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Trevino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.